弟兄姐妹平安。我们今早我们要学习的经课是罗马书11:25-32。
The passage today is taken from the book of Romans, chapter 11, verse 25 to 32.
先由我来为大家读一遍，大家可以看大屏幕，如果是看英文的。弟兄们，我不愿意你们不知道这奥秘，就是以色列人有几分是硬心的，等到外邦人的数目添满了，于是以色列全家都要得救。如经上所记，必有一位救主从西安出来，要消除雅各家的一切的罪恶。又说，我除去他们罪的时候，这就是我与他们所立的约。就着福音说，他们为你们的缘故是仇敌；就着拣选说，他们为列祖的缘故是蒙爱的。因为上帝的恩赐和选召是没有后悔的。你们从前不顺服上帝，如今因他们的不顺服，你们倒蒙了怜悯。这样他们也是不顺服，叫他们因着施给你们的怜悯，现在也就蒙连续。因为上帝将众人都圈在了不顺服之中，特意要怜悯众人。让我们一起来祷告。天父上帝，我们将今早我们的全部的弟兄姐妹的心交在上帝你的面前，恳求你的圣灵的光能够照在我们的心里面，让我们能够得着这个亮光，能够体察上帝你对我们的心意是什么，也让我们能够活出这个心意，能够来回应你，我们行在你的光中。以上的祷告以耶稣基督的圣名而祷告，阿们。什么是奥秘呢？
What is the so-called mystery?
奥秘呢，在希腊语当中呢，是指一个发起人呢，他发起了一个秘密。
In the Greek language, this refers to when someone initiates a secret.
只有他自己这个本人呢，还有他所属的团体，经过他的启蒙以后，才能知道这个秘密。
It's only this person and a certain community, they would only understand after they have enlightened them.
这就是奥秘。
This is a mystery.
保罗在今天经文的一开篇就说，他要启发罗马教会的人进入上帝的奥秘。
So in this passage, it's mentioned that he wanted people to enter to understand God's mystery.
奥秘之所以是奥秘，那是因为它不会被局外人知道的。
A mystery is called a mystery because people on the outside will not know.
一个奥秘呢，除了本人以外呢，只有对那些得道发起人启蒙的人才能够知道。
The mystery is called this way because people on the outside do not understand, will only understand when they are enlightened.
马可福音4:11-12说，
In the book of Mark, chapter 4, verse 11 to 12, it says,
耶稣对门徒说，
Jesus told them,
神国的奥秘只叫你们知道。
The secret of the kingdom of God has been given to you.
若是对外人讲呢，凡事都用比喻。
But to those on the outside, everything is said in parables.
叫他们看是看见，却不晓得。
So that they may be seeing but never perceiving.
听呢是听见了，却是不明白。
Ever hearing but never understanding.
我们看过一些电视剧里面演的一些谋杀案。
So we've seen some of these murder cases in TV serials.
整个的那个案件的过程呢，非常的扑朔迷离。
So the entire case is full of twists and turns.
让人一头雾水。
It is very complicated.
直到那个电视剧的结尾的时候，人们才知道这个事情的真相。
So only when it comes to a conclusion, then will people know the truth.
可是上帝的奥秘呢，他却不愿意向他的受造物隐瞒。
However, God does not want to suppress this truth from his believers.
上帝情愿给他的受造物呢，来启示这个奥秘。
God unravels the truth willingly to his believers.
他透过他的使徒们来启示这个奥秘。
And he does this through his disciples.
这就是保罗现在正在做的，向罗马教会的人揭示上帝的奥秘。
So this is exactly what Paul is doing to reveal the truth to the believers in the church.
在25-26节，保罗开门见山地说出了上帝的奥秘。
So in verse 25 to 26, Paul reveals this truth.
上帝先让一部分的以色列人呢，心刚硬，不接受主。
God allowed a part of this Israel, part of these people to, he hardened the hearts of these believers.
等到呢这个外邦人的数目添满了，于是呢以色列全家要得救。
It's only when the number of believers among the Gentiles increase, then the Israelites will be saved.
原来呢部分的以色列人呢，现在他们的心硬，不接受主，居然是因为神现在要怜悯外邦人。
It's no wonder. I mean, these Israelites were. Their hearts were hardened and did not believe God because God wanted to save, wanted these Gentiles to believe first.
上帝现在要将这个救恩的机会呢，暂时转向外邦人。
God wanted to, the Gentiles to have this chance at salvation.
三十节解释得很清楚。
In verse 30, it clearly says,
如今因以色列人的不顺服，外邦人倒蒙了连续。
Just as you were at one time disobedient to God, who have now received mercy as a result of disobedience.
但以色列人的不幸呢，也是暂时的。
And how the Israelites disbelieved, this was evident.
神的救恩最终会实现在他们的身上去。
God's salvation will be reflected on them.
这里令我们非常惊讶的是。
And what causes some surprise is that.
上帝居然可以让人来心硬不顺服，来用于他的整个的救恩计划。
God allowed people to be disobedient, and this was part of His plan.
也就是说，悖逆竟然是为了整个的救恩计划。
In other words, disobedience was part of the entire plan by God.
其实啊，上帝也曾经用同样的方法救过人。
Actually, God used this strategy before.
大家还记得当年法老的心刚硬的事情吗？
Some of you might remember the stubbornness by the Pharaoh.
当时这个法老呢，也是硬着心阻止摩西呢离开埃及地。
So the Pharaoh was stubborn and stopped Moses from bringing people out of Egypt.
后来呢，上帝就彰显了很多的神迹，最后劈开红海，叫摩西带领他的子民逃出了埃及地。
So God.Displayed many miracles, so that including the parting of the Red Sea, so that people could, the Israelites could escape from Israel, from Egypt.
出埃及记呢有好几处的经文记载。
And this has been mentioned many times in the book of Exodus.
正是耶和华呢叫法老的心刚硬。
God hardened the heart of the Pharaoh.
是为了拯救摩西和他的子孙们。
So as to save Moses and the descendants.
叫他们能够认识，上帝是愿意行神迹拯救他的子民的大能有力的神。
So that God can exhibit his glory and his power through the people.
我们会看见过去上帝让法老和他的臣仆们这些外邦人硬心。
So in the past we've seen how God saved this Israelite from slavery.
为的是救他自己的子民脱离为奴之家。
So as to save them from the shackles of slavery.
而今天，上帝叫他自己的这个子民呢，来硬着心，为的是将救恩机会呢留给外邦人。
And now God hardened the hearts of Israelites so that the Gentiles could be saved.
来救这个外邦人。
So as to ensure their salvation.
但两者都是用悖逆来成就他的救恩计划的。
So in these two cases, we've seen how He has hardened the hearts.
可见，上帝可以因时制宜。因地制宜，使用任何的一组人，让他们硬心不顺服、悖逆，来怜悯另一组人。
So we can see, depending on, in both cases, depending on the circumstances of time and place, God can use a certain group of people to save others. He can save them despite of their stubbornness and disobedience.
来成就上帝整个的救恩计划。
And to show His glory of salvation, and this is part of the plan.
这就是三十二节保罗总结的。
So this has been, this is mentioned in verse 32.
因为上帝将这些众人的都圈在了不顺服之中。
For God has bound all of these people in disobedience.
特意要连续众人。
So He could have His mercy upon them all.
这就是上帝奥秘的本质。
This is the amazing power of God.
这个奥秘呢，对着当时罗马教会的两类人说话。
Sorry, this mystery spoke to two different groups of people in the Roman Church.
一类是信主的外邦人。
First is a group of Gentiles that believed in God.
另一类是信主的犹太人。
And the other is the group of Jews that believed in God. Sorry.
保罗说出的这个奥秘呢，它使外邦人呢 告不起来。
So these group of Gentiles were boastful.
因为他们恍然大悟。
Sorry, because
自己呢？因为这些外邦人自己之所以能够信呢，是上帝让他自己的子民硬着心不顺服为代价，他们才有机会信的。
Sorry, yeah. So these Gentiles believe, because God hardened the hearts of Israelites, so these Gentiles had a chance to believe and be saved.
所以呢，没有什么可夸耀的。
So there's nothing to be boastful about.
外邦人之所以能信，是在于上帝本身的恩典和怜悯，根本不在于他们自己的优势。
So the Gentiles were able to believe because of the grace and mercy of God, and not because of their own will and ability.
而保罗说出的这个奥秘呢，也使犹太人呢不再绝望了。
And because of this salvation, the Jews were not in despair anymore.
因为他们觉得现在他们的同胞不信呢，只是暂时的。
Because they knew that because their comrades did not believe, this was only temporary.
最终等这些信主的外邦人多了呢，上帝自然不会忘记他原本的子民。
So God will not forget his the other people.
最终会让他们全家得救。
Eventually they will all be saved.
橄榄树的比喻呢，形象地解释了这个奥秘。
So this can be explained in this.An example of an olive tree.
就是无论你是后面接上来的这个野橄榄枝。
So whether you are a part of the plant in the later stages of germination.
还是你原来原本的枝子。
Or whether you're just a seed.
都是上帝的根来托起你们的。
You have been created through God.
而不是他们来托起这个下面的根。
And not because not because you are there by itself.But not because the seed appeared in its because the plant part of the plant appeared in its actual form.
所以呢，野橄榄枝呢也不用高傲。
So there's no need to be conceited and proud.
而原本的枝子呢也不要绝望。
And there's no point for the seed to be discouraged.
上帝都要怜悯他们。
Because God will save them all.
上帝要怜悯众人，这就是他的奥秘。
God will save everybody, and this is part of his mystery.
那么上帝的这个奥秘对身处在我们这个时代的我们要说些什么呢？
So, this God's mystery, how does it apply to us and how does it speak to us?
这个时候呢，我做了一些默想和思考。
So right now, I've pondered on it for a little bit.
作为基督徒的我们，大家有没有发现，我们有的时候也会遇到很多不顺心的事情？
So even as Christians, do you find that we often encounter unpleasant matters?
在家庭里，你不得不要面对叛逆的孩子。
So at home, you might encounter rebellious kids.
你很想的让他呢能够按照你的想法去做。
You might want them to follow what you want.
可他就是听不进去，也不照做。
But they may not listen, and they will not do exactly what you want.
你会感到很有挫败感。
You might have a bit of frustration.
你为他担心忧虑，怕他学习不好。
You are worried for them and you're worried about their studies.
怕他将来在竞争的社会里没有出路。
You might be worried they have no future when they grow up.
有一个家长说，他不断地教育他的孩子。
A parent told me that they would want to continually coach their kids.
他告诉他，你呢，今天必须要好好学习。
He told them, you have to study hard from now on.
否则呢，将来爸爸妈妈要是老了以后呢，你要自己呢去面对社会。
Otherwise, when your parents are old, you have to fend for yourself on your own.
可是你没有能力、学历，怎么办呢？
But without any ability and without any knowledge, how are you going to do that?
另一句这个妈妈常说的是
Another thing that this mother would say.
你看这个邻居家的孩子学得多么好呀。
Just look at your neighbor. I mean, how capable is he?
可是你却不努力，怎么可以呢？
But you're not as hardworking. How could it be?
还有一句这个妈妈常说的
And yet anotherthing that the mother would say.
你可以为了妈妈好好学习吗？
Can you please work hard for the sake of your mother?
这些话说出去的后果是什么？
So what's the consequence of all these statements?
就是这个孩子呢，每次看到这个妈妈在客厅里面坐着。
So whenever the child sees the mother in the living room,
他就沿着这个墙角呢，快速地逃进了他的房间。
He will quietly and quickly sneak into his bedroom.
然后他就舒了口气，唉。
Then he will heave a huge sigh of relief.
于是这个妈妈就更生气了。
So the mother becomes even more angry.
她接着说。
And continues by saying.
我养你这么大，你居然连妈妈都不尊重啊。
So I've brought you up to such an age, and yet you do not respect me as a mother.
于是她说着说着说着就哭起来了。
So the more she says, the more she cries as well.
是的， 孩子如果不学习，叛逆和拒绝我们。
If the kid does not learn, they are rebellious and they reject us.
的确让我们做家长的觉得伤心和头痛。
It really causes us some hurt and this unhappiness as a parent.
再加上在这个新加坡总体的这个家书文化的影响下。
So even more so in this kiasu culture that we have in Singapore.
我们都害怕自己的孩子不如别人家的孩子。
We are worried that our kids are not as capable as others.
我们生怕我们自己的孩子落在别人的孩子后面。
We are worried that our kids lag behind his peers.
将来在这个社会上没有竞争力。
And loses his edge in this competitive world.
但今天我们知道上帝是要怜悯众人的。
But today we know that Jesus wants to have mercy on everyone.
也包括你的孩子和作为家长的你自己。
Including your kid and you as a parent.
孩子的叛逆是否是作为家长的你自己的生命要调整的时候呢？
This disobedience of the kids isn't time. Does it mean that you have to make adjustments to yourself as a parent?
你能相信上帝会用一个孩子的叛逆来调整作为家长的你自己的生命吗？
Do you believe that God can make adjustments to you as a parent through the disobedience of your kids?
如果上帝想使你成为一个更有耐心、爱心、不做情感的绑架、不掌控别人的人吗？
God wants to make you someone that's more loving and more patient as a parent through this obedience.
你能相信当你自己的这个生命转变以后，上帝也有能力将你的孩子转变成一个从悖逆到顺服的好孩子吗？
Do you believe that God, when making adjustments to your life, can also make adjustments to your kid from a rebellious to an obedient and to obedient kid?
幸亏上帝把他的奥秘告诉了我们。
Thankfully, God has told us.Has revealed to us this mystery.
使我们今天晓得说，上帝要怜悯的是我们。
To let us know that God wants to have mercy and have mercy on us all.
他不只要怜悯孩子。
He does not only want mercy on the children.
也要怜悯做家长的我们。
And also the parents as well.
我接下来想到。
And then I start to think about something else.
上帝也怜悯作为夫妻的太太和先生。
So God also wants to have mercy on the husband and the wife.
一个太太呢，每天唠叨讲道理。
So a wife may be naggy.
可是这个先生都听不进去的。
But the husband does not listen.
不能按照他的意愿呢去做到。
Does not listen to the wife.
太太认为那是因为先生不爱她。
So the wife thinks that the husband does not love her.
爱她就应该为她付出。
If he loves her, then he has to compromise and give in.
为她改变，服从她。
And to make changes and to listen and abide by what she wants to say.
反过来呢，一个先生无论怎么要求他的太太。
On the other hand, no matter what the husband wants from the wife,
太太也都不听不做。
So the wife does not listen as well.
那个先生也觉得很沮丧。
So the husband also feels a bit of frustration.
在家庭里面有很多情感绑架的方式。
So in the context of family, there are many cases of emotional kidnapping.
我们可以以爱来威胁、相逼。
We can use our love to threaten others and to compel others.
使对方呢能够服从我们自己的要求。
To ensure that the other party listens to what we want.
或者是我们自己的生活方式。
And submits to our living habits.
但今天我们知道。
But today we know.
上帝呢会用不顺从和悖逆的手法来施恩怜悯人的。
So God can use disobedience and rebelliousness to show His mercy.
太太或者是先生的不顺从。
When a husband or wife does not comply or obey,
也许是我们要敞开心来接受上帝调整我们生命的时候。
Perhaps it's time for us to open our hearts and to accept God making adjustments in us.
也许是我们要成为一个想要去聆听别人、理解别人。
Maybe we want to be someone that would be a.That will listen to others and listen and understand others.
能够接纳别人和多一些爱心给别人。
And to embrace others and show our love.
少一些情感的绑架。
And to have less emotional kidnapping.
强迫。
Less forcing.
苛求。
Less criticism.
和因没有办法满足自己的意愿而愤怒的人。
Or become angry when our expectations are not met.
往往亲密的关系。是我们的生命挑战的地方。
So, many times, often would close relationships become a setting for our challenges, many challenges.
也是我们的生命可以敞开， 可以让上帝调整的地方。
Yet, this is also a place, where we can open our hearts and allow God to make adjustments in us.
愿上帝能够怜悯我们所有的太太和先生们。
So, may God bless, have mercy on all wedded couples.
我继续想下去。
And I'd like to continue.
我就想到了我们的工作场合。
So I started to think about this workplace setting.
有时听到一些职场的弟兄姐妹的分享。
So when I hear some of these grouses by my fellow brothers and sisters,
在工作的场合，我们常常会遇到一些我们根本就不喜欢的同事。
So in the workplace, we often meet our colleagues that we don't like.
我们说他们做事太圆滑。
We think they are too slipshod in their work.
太虚伪。
Too hypocritical.
背后喜欢说人家闲话。
They like to talk about others behind their backs.
或者工作态度根本就不好。
Or maybe just a poor working attitude.
可是没办法。
But we have no choice.
除非换工作，他们是不得不每天要面对着这些同事。
Unless we change our jobs, these people we are unable to avoid any of them.
如何面对工作场合的敌意呢？
How do we handle these challenges in the workplace?
因此要面对这些富有敌意的人。
And how do we handle this kind of hostility that we face among these people?
他们不得不每天向上帝祈求。
Well, we have no choice but to ask from God every day.
后来发现有些人更深地经历了上帝。
How about we find that some people have a deeper relationship understanding with God?
有些人的生命呢，比以前更加怀有善意。
Some people have even more compassion.
他的心胸宽广了。
They become more open-minded.
他的包容心更强了。
And become more welcoming.
有些人甚至与他的同事呢有所缓和那个关系。
Some people may even improve their relationships with their colleagues.
有些甚至更是不打不相识，居然日后呢成了好朋友。
And maybe through these many interactions, they become good friends instead of enemies.
是的，上帝呢有能力藉着一些硬心的、有敌意的人来调整我们的生命。
Yes, God can make use of these unfriendly, hostile people to make adjustments in our life.
让我们能够经历一些超过我们所思所想的生命奇迹。
To enable us to encounter some of these miracles that are beyond our comprehension.
你正处在什么样的处境里呢？
So what kind of situation are you in now?
今天你的工作环境如何呢？
How is your workplace setting and context like?
求上帝怜悯你，帮助你。
May God have mercy on you and help you.
调整你。
To make adjustments to you,
让你能够活得有更多内在的自由。
To enable you to live a lifetime, have a life of freedom.
回想我们的人生。
So when you reflect on our life,
其实我们不总是常胜将军。
Actually, we're generals.
我们难免会遇到一些拒绝我们的人和事。
We often have to face things that are face many challenges to us.
当你在经历的时候，其实是很痛苦的。
So when you're going through all this, it can be rather painful.
你以为你的努力都白费了。
You think that a lot of your efforts are just wasted completely.
你得不到应有的机会。
You may not, there may be a lack of opportunity.
可是事隔多年以后。
But many years later.
当你在回头再看的时候。
When you reflect on what you've gone through.
你庆幸那个时候的你被拒绝了。
You are thankful for all these rejections and discouragement.
使你不得不重新来寻找新的方向。
Because of this, you are able to look for new perspectives and new directions.
才能成就了今天的你。
That creates you as yourself today.
你为你当年的被拒绝而感恩上帝。
So because of this previous discouragement, you are thankful to God now.
我想到我自己。
So I think when I think about myself,
我当年本来是17岁的时候就跟着北京的一位教授学习音乐的。
So when I was 17, I was studying under this musical academic.
可是就在我报考研究生的前两天。
However, 2 days before this musical examination,
他却打电话告诉我。
So he gave me a telephone call.
他说在我之前呢已经有好几位呢排队呢要考他的研究生。
So he mentioned that there are many other students who want to do their research under him.
他们几年了都还没有被录取。
So they've gone through many years, but with no avail.
他觉得我应该去报考别的教授。
So he felt that I should be studying, apply to be under another professor instead.
这对我来说当时简直就是晴天霹雳。
So to me, this was very bad news to me.
Yeah. 考试在即，这么紧急，我怎么去重新调整教授呢？
So with the impending exams coming really, really soon, how am I going to make these adjustments in time?
再由从感情上来讲。
So, from a point of relationship,
我跟了那么多年的教授，我怎能离开他呢？
I followed him for so many years. How could I just leave him just like this?
后来我还是决定南下去了上海。
So, eventually, I decided to head to the south of Shanghai.
由于这个北京和上海的这个体制不同，
because the curriculum is rather different in Beijing and in Shanghai.
我需要再多预备一年。
So I had to make another year, have to have another year of preparations.
来报考上海音乐学院。
To apply for this musical college in Shanghai.
考上以后，我发现有一个教堂呢，在音乐学院的旁边。
So after I was enrolled, I realized there was a church beside the college.
我宿舍隔壁的这个同学呢，是个基督徒。
So in my dormitory, there was a student that was also a Christian.
是他带我第一次走进了教会。
She brought me to this church for the first time.
我也遇到了我生命里非常重要的导师。
So I also got a chance to meet a tutor that was very important to me.
他不仅接纳了我想要研究基督教音乐的想法。
He embraced my decision and my desire to study Christian music.
并且他指导了我的学术。
So he guided me through my education.
他更影响了我的做人。
And even more so, he affected my life.
在我毕业以后，
在
我毕业以后，
So after my graduation,
我决定放弃一些音乐的机会。
So I decided to abandon my desire to study music.
我想要专心学习圣经。
So I wanted to study the Bible.
我想要多了解一些上帝。
So I wanted to understand God better.
这位教授他理解我一年来不愿意接受任何机会的迷茫，任何音乐机会的迷茫。
So he understood that he understood why I did not want to take up music.
他最后有力地支持了我的决定。
So he was strongly encouraging of my decision.
回想这些，我知道。
So upon reflection, I realized.
上帝怜悯我。
God had mercy on me.
他可以用一些拒绝我的事情来引导我。
He could use some of these rejections to guide me.
也继续将一些机会摆在我的面前。
And place even more opportunities in front of me.
将一些非常重要的人和事放在我的生命里。
To put some important events and people in my life.
来调整和影响我的生命。
So as to adjust and affect my life.
固然我们人，因着我们非常狭窄的这个视野。
So often we are placed in this very narrow field of vision.
我们根本无法看到那个大图画。
We do not see the big, we are unable to see the big picture.
在我们被拒绝的时候。
And when we encounter rejections,
我们仍然感到强烈的挫败感的伤痛。
We feel a strong sense of frustration and a lot of pain.
但是上帝却能看到那个大图画。
But God can see this big picture.
他怜悯我。
He has mercy. He had mercy on me.
他使我今天能够站在他的圣台前。
He allowed me to stand in front of him on the stage.
最后我想到。
So finally, I contemplated.
上帝对我们最深的怜悯，也是以拒绝来达成的。
So God's compassion on us was also because of rejection.
他拒绝了自己的亲生的儿子，为的是怜悯我们。
He rejected his own son so as to have mercy on us.
这是上帝最深的奥秘。
This is the deepest mystery that he could he showed.
上帝要怜悯的是众人。
God wants to have mercy on the people.
这众人其实是罪人。
These people are all sinners.
在我们还做罪人的时候，他就拒绝了自己的儿子来怜悯我。
So when we were all sinners, he rejected his son so as to have mercy on us.
十字架上的拒绝。
This rejection on the cross.
就是上帝对我们众人最深的恩典和怜悯的奥秘。
This was the mystery and the deepest mystery of grace and mercy of God that has been bestowed on us.
可是这个奥秘被世人看作是愚拙的奥秘。
But this mystery was seen by some people as foolish.
但以赛亚书。
In the book of Isaiah, it says.
五十五章八到九节说。
This is found in chapter 55, verse 8 to 9.
耶和华说。
God said.
天呢，怎样高过这个地？
How? For the heavens are higher than the earth.
照样我的道路呢，高过你们的道路。
So are my ways higher than your ways.
我的意念呢，高过你们的意念。
And my thoughts higher than your thoughts.
是的，上帝与我们之间的这个智慧的距离呢，太大了。
Yes, indeed, this gap between God's wisdom and ours is massive.
就像这个天离开地这么的高和远。
it's just like how the sky is separated from the earth, this huge gulf.
若不是上帝来怜悯我们的话，
if not for God's mercy on us,
我们根本就无法明白上帝的奥秘。
We would never be able to understand this mystery of God.
可是上帝选择不向他的受造物隐瞒。
But God chose not to hide this mystery from us.
而是情愿透过使徒来向他的受造物启示他的奥秘。
But to reveal this mystery to us clearly through the apostles.
就上帝要怜悯众人。
Because God wanted to save the people.
他会阶段性的为了怜悯一些人而选择拒绝另外一些人。
So he may use the rejection of a certain group of people to save another group of people.
但他是信实的上帝。
But he's a God of truth.
他有救恩的这个大蓝图。
He has this big picture of salvation.
他最终不会厚此薄彼。
He will not show favoritism.
他会怜悯众人。
He will save everyone.
因为他最深的怜悯就在于拒绝他自己的爱子耶稣基督的时候，已经向我们彰显并且成为现实了。
So this ultimate act of rejecting the Son to save all of us, this has been clearly highlighted to us.
面对这样的一位怜悯众人的神。
So for a God that has given mercy to all the people,
保罗禁不住在下文的33到36节来颂赞上帝。
Paul has praised God through this passage.
他歌颂上帝是本源。
So he mentioned God is the origin.
万有呢都要归于他。
Everyone all belong to him.
上帝是大能的扶持者。
God is the helper.
他是多么荣耀的一位上帝。
He is full of glory.
那作为我们，今天我们当怎么样来回应这样一位要怜悯众人的神呢？
So how do we respond to this God who wants to have mercy on all of us?
也许我们可以向历代的修士们去学习一下。
So maybe we can learn from ancient monks.
他们曾经在旷野，还有是隐修院里面，以这样的一句简短的耶稣祷文来回应上帝的怜悯。
So they responded with a very simple prayer, be it in the wilderness or in these ancient temples.
这句话就是。
So it's been said.
主耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ.
上帝的儿子。
Son of God.
开恩怜悯我这个罪人。
Have mercy on us, a sinner.
这也叫新祷，新的祷告，新祷。这句话取自了罗马，这句话取自了罗马。Sorry, 这句话取自路加福音耶利哥城的瞎子的呼求。
So this can be found in Luke chapter 18 verse 38.
当时这个瞎子说。
So then this blind person said.
大卫的子孙耶稣啊。
Jesus, son of David.
可怜我吧。
Have mercy on us.
还有一个税吏的祷告。神啊，开恩怜悯我这个罪人。
So he prayed, God have mercy on me, a sinner.
他的这句话的前半句。
So in the earlier part of this passage, in this message,
主耶稣基督，上帝的儿子。
Jesus, Son of God.
他瞬间将我们的理性呢，能够转向主耶稣本身。
He turned our reasoning, our rational, he turned our reasoning towards Jesus.
他的后半句是怜悯我。
So in this later half, he mentioned about having mercy on us.
他使得我们整个的感性也进入了祷告。
Over here, he turned our senses towards Jesus, towards prayer.
这则耶稣祷文呢，后来被简化成更短的一句。
So this has been shortened and summarized into an even shorter passage, a statement.
主耶稣基督，怜悯我。
Lord, have mercy on me.
有的修士呢，一天当中他会达到上千次的这样的祷告。
So some of these priests may be praying this prayer for up to 1,000 times each day.
他不断的重复。
And very repeatedly.
主耶稣基督怜悯我，主耶稣基督怜悯我，主耶稣基督怜悯我。
Lord, have mercy on me, and it's mentioned a few times.
在忙碌的生活当中。
In our very busy lives.
我们也可以反复以 这句简短的耶稣祷文来祷告。
So we can think and we can contemplate and ponder upon this very short prayer.
瞬间让我们的心能够向着耶稣基督。
To allow our hearts to turn towards Jesus.
向着上帝的儿子呼求。
And to respond to God and Jesus.
恳求上帝的怜悯。
And to seek his mercy.
尤其是当你处在孤独绝望的时候。
Especially when you're feeling lonely or in despair.
你觉得根本没有人能够了解你的感受。
You feel there's no one that could understand you.
没有人能够帮助你的时候。
When no one is able to help you.
你可以呼求。
You may seek.
主耶稣基督怜悯我。
You may respond, Jesus, God have mercy on me.
来帮助我们思想上帝的怜悯。
To allow us to understand His mercy.
也求上帝怜悯你。
And may God have mercy on us.
现在先让我们以中文来说，来跟着我来说，主耶稣基督怜悯我。大家一起来说，一二三，主耶稣基督怜悯我。在这个上面 ，One more time， 一二三，主耶稣基督怜悯我。OK， 让我们现在再以英文来说 ，Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me. Lord Jesus Christ.Have mercy on me. One more time. Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me. 好，现在让我们以中文和英文，我们分别可以以中文和英文来说，加上手势好吗？一二三，主耶稣基督怜悯我，主耶稣基督怜悯我。大家可以大胆一点，没有关系，旁边没有什么人来看你的，这个是你跟上帝之间的关系，好不好？一二三，主耶稣基督怜悯我，主耶稣基督怜悯我。用英文 ，Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me. Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me. 让我们现在在心里面默默的分别与中文或者英文来重复这句：主耶稣基督怜悯我 ，Lord have mercy on me. 我将会唱出来这一句歌词 ，Lord.Have mercy on me, Lord. Have 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 mercy on me, Lord.Have mercy on me, Lord. Have 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 mercy on me, Lord.Have mercy on me, Lord. Have 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 mercy on me, Lord.Have mercy on me, Lord. Have mercy on me, Lord. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. 愿上帝怜悯我们。